Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate International Book Week and the autumnal equinox. We'll do some calling and some longing, and we'll take a musical trip to Siberia. We haven't been there on the show before. This is International Book Week. I know this because on Facebook, there's a post going around asking you to grab the closest book to you, turn to page 52, and post the fifth sentence as your status. In consideration of my Facebook friends, I haven't done that, but if I did, the line would be London, December 19th, 1941. Since the book nearest to me right now is the discography British Dance Bands on Record, 1911 to 1945. So I'll celebrate International Book Day by playing some rapidly rotating records about books, beginning with Wally Edwards and his orchestra.
Thank you. is an open book. There's nothing concealed in it, just one thing revealed in it. I love you, honest I do. My heart is an open book. You're on every page of it. You spell every word, you tell every phrase. There's nothing I'd hide from you. There's nothing on my lips, just a prayer to bless you with. There's nothing up my sleeve, just an arm to caress you with. My heart is an open book, a story of love so true. My darling, the happy ending all depends on you.
Thank you.
The Dixie Rhythm Kings, everyone other than pianist William Barbee, a member of the Earl Hines Orchestra, and Storybook Ball from a Brunswick 78 born exactly 83 years ago this very day. Storybook Ball was written by Billy Montgomery and George Perry, and this jazzy recording is vastly different from Billy Murray's 1918 novelty version, where he sings the lyrics which refer to all sorts of nursery rhyme characters. There's also a 1938 version by Gray Gordon and his Tick-Tock Orchestra with a vocal by Shirley Lane that's kind of fun. Before that was Bob Herring and his orchestra, April 25th, 1930, with Just Like in a Storybook. Just Like in a Storybook is from the William Fox musical movie tone production High Society Blues and was composed by James F. Hanley. The vocalist is unidentified, but the lyrics she sang were written by Joseph McCarthy. That was preceded by Ted Fiorito and his orchestra with another unidentified vocalist on My Heart is an Open Book, recorded here in Los Angeles on January 23, 1935. My Heart is an Open Book was written by Mack Gordon, all by himself, without Harry Revel. It was sung in the Burns and Allen film Love in Bloom by Joe Morrison. We started off our salute to International Book Day with Wally Edwards and his orchestra, with Wally Edwards performing the vocal not really. There wasn't any such person as Wally Edwards. I don't know why so many of these songs are specifically about storybooks, but that was the California Ramblers on the Clarion and Harmony labels, as Wally Edwards and his orchestra with In My Storybook of Dreams. The vocalist was in fact Ed Kirkaby. In My Storybook of Dreams was written by Asa Pancoast, who was better known as Ace. He was born January 3, 1905 in Philadelphia, and as leader of the pit orchestra of the Fox Theater there, he played for the likes of the Marx Brothers and Al Jolson. He played organ at most of the city's TV and radio stations and later appeared regularly on the TV show American Bandstand. Ace Pancoast died March 15, 1991. Ace is followed in the catalog of musical composition copyrights by an O.T. Pancoast, a brother perhaps, who wrote Irish Folk's Homeland, and is preceded by M.G. Pancake, who penned There's No One Else Can Kiss Like You. Unfortunately, apparently there's no recording of that. And that might just be the first time I've said the word pancake on the show. Now just try and name another radio program on the planet where you're going to get that kind of vital information other than right here on Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week we had a segment devoted to phones. This week, now that that new phone is available, let's do some calling. Here's the Paleto Orchestra of St. Louis.
Thank you. But I'd rather call you baby. I know a few high-toned phrases, it's true. But when I talk to you, my vocabulary becomes contrary. I could call you so hypnotic, so chaotic and exotic. but I'd rather call you baby. And if you please, I can call your names like these. You want him? Here they are. Ultra smart, too divine, extra special, super fine. But I'd rather call you mine. I'd rather call you baby. But if it's true, words mean something to you. And if they really do, listen, I can hand your sister a big tongue twister. Call you aesthetic, poetic, and magnetic. Oh, but I'd rather call you baby. Yeah, I'm not remiss when I call you names like this. Swell of gifts, so sublime. My heart beats big time. Yes, I'd rather call you mine. How would you be from the top of the top and say, I'd rather call you mine.
Last week I played it by Roger Wolf Kahn, or maybe it was Ben Selvin, but there you heard Calling, performed by the banjoist supreme Harry Reaser with Bill Wurgis on piano. That Brunswick recording was made March 2, 1927, and Calling was written by Raymond Clagas and John Golden. Before Calling, it was Fats Waller in his rhythm with I'd Rather Call You Baby from September 7, 1937. I'd Rather Call You Baby was written by Tot Seymour and V. Lawnhurst and was preceded by violinist Eddie South and his Alabamians, with That's What I Call Keen from May 10, 1928. Eddie South started out playing in the bands of Freddie Keppard, Erskine Tate, and others, and started his own group in 1927. Eddie South and his Alabamians was named after the club Alabam in Chicago where they played. We started off this calling set with the absolutely unknown Paleto Orchestra of St. Louis. They made but one side, Whatchacallem Blues, for an OK Field recording unit around October 26, 1925 in St. Louis. Whatchacallem Blues was written by Steve L. Roberts and was also recorded by Fletcher Henderson.
You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 1930s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Yesterday was the autumnal equinox here in the Northern Hemisphere, so although it certainly doesn't feel like it, it's officially fall here. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about autumn, beginning with Buddy Clark.
Thank you.
does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells a thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds and canyons of steel, they're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York, it's good to live it again.
Bruni's and his Friars Inn Orchestra with When Autumn Leaves Are Falling, written by Ebner Silver and Sam Coslow in 1925, and not to be confused with When the Autumn Leaves Are Falling, which was written somewhat earlier by Ben Jansen and lyricist Leo Wood. The vocalist on that February 26, 1926 OK recording was Lou King. Merritt Bruniez played cornet and Brother Henry played trombone in the band. The Friars Inn was located at 1834 Wabash Street at Van Buren in Chicago, and Merritt got the job there after his brother George's band left in 1925, and he stayed for 3 years before leaving for the Cinderella Ballroom. Another Bruniez brother, Abby, was leader of the Halfway House Orchestra in New Orleans. Before that was Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra with Autumn in New York. Joey Nash was the vocalist on December 5, 1934. Autumn in New York was written by Vernon Duke while vacationing, not in New York, but in Westport, Connecticut. The song debuted in the show Thumbs Up, where it was sung by J. Harold Murray. We began our autumnal set with Buddy Clark and Freddie Martin's orchestra in The Quiet of an Autumn Night. That was recorded September 9, 1934, which was a little more than a week shy of being an autumn night. In the Quiet of an Autumn Night was written by Pat Ballard and Charles Henderson, who also brought us So Beats My Heart for You, When I Close My Eyes and Dream, and I Wonder How It Feels to Be Head Over Heels in Love. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. This next segment is, for no particular reason, about longing. Here's DeBroy Summers and his band. Rhythmic Eight under the direction of Bert Furman, and I'm Longing for Someone from May 24, 1928. The vocalist was Maurice Elwin. Before that, from a 1922-78 on the Nordskog label, made shortly after their debut at the Ambassador Hotel, was Abe Lyman and his Ambassador Hotel Orchestra and Longing for You Blues, written by Chicago pianist Frank Westfall. We started that longing set with DeBroy Summers and his band with Darling, I'm Longing to Greet You from May 2, 1931. The vocal quartet is unidentified, but Darling, I'm Longing to Greet You was written by Ed Heyman. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Who'd think you could put together a set of vintage songs about Siberia? Well, for this final segment of the show, that's just what we've got, beginning with Ted Weems and his orchestra.
Thank you. carrying me tonight. Though her snows are cold as death, how warm they'd be to me if I could lie there where I could rest. When it's time for my last breath, I pray they may allow me just to die there, close to your breast. Oh, how that song of Siberia is calling me tonight.
We began our musical trip to Siberia with one of Ted Weems' first two electrical recordings from a session on July 8, 1925. That was Siberia, written by Paul Van Loan and Phil Ponce. Phil Ponce composed the music to If You Kerchooey Me, Then I'll Kerchooey You, also known as the Sneeze Song. I'd have to work some to put together a sneeze set. Siberia was followed by Song of Siberia from the Knickerbockers, a Ben Sullivan pseudonym. The vocalist on that August 12, 1929 Columbia recording was unidentified. And we finished up with the Raymond Scott Quintet and Siberian Sleigh Ride from 1939. In addition to Raymond Scott's Siberian Sleigh Ride, there's also a concert band piece based on Prokofiev's Lieutenant Keej's suite called Siberian Sleigh Ride, as well as a mixed drink called a Siberian Sleigh Ride, consisting of vodka, cream de cacao, white cream de menthe, cream, and chocolate sprinkles. Since the show's over, I think I'll go have one of those right now. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.